11 o'clock hour of William's House, which will include a visit from our good friend and our second choice to make the big announcement that the Brewers are coming to 100.5 ESPN Madison. Jeff Levering, scheduled to appear, coming up. But before we get to him, we did spend some time yesterday talking about Jaden Reed. And as I asked, what's so funny over there?
I love laughing. I like to laugh. Is that something wrong with laughing?
That's awful suspicious.
Isn't it, though?
I am fascinated about the Jaden Reed conversation that you had because...
But I'm going to change the subject.
No. I'm not changing the
subject. But did you see this AI thing I did last night?
No, that's going to be tomorrow.
Did you see this guy deboning chicken on Twitter?
Well, I want to keep that when we're talking rotisserie chicken Mondays and things like that. It's fascinating what they can do.
Oh, my God.
That thing is something else now.
Oh, boy. What did you want to say? Come on there, mischievous
No,
Mark.
I was laughing because I sent you guys the deboning of a chicken. Even though Quick Trip's not on the docket.
One-on-one exclusive with Jaden Reed or deboning chicken. Choose your adventure on Willie and Touch.
It's a complicated deal, but...
And Ed Helms sucks.
You keep seeing this with Philly and A.J. Brown. He's frustrated. And the fact that Jaden Reed, at least I have not heard, and maybe when you broached the subject with him yesterday, I don't know why he has not been as productive. It doesn't make sense because Romeo Doubs hadn't even been playing.
Yeah, he missed the last two games.
Christian Watson's emerged, but it's not like he's getting 15 targets a game. The Jaden Reed quotient is not where it needs to be, and that's running the football.
The Randy ratio.
The ratio is what I was looking for. Thank you, Jason. The Reed ratio.
Reed ratio.
It's not there.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to have a Reed ratio, but I want them in the back of their mind to say, the guy's been pretty doggone good. How can we get him more involved with this offense?
Well, I asked him essentially that and more. I wouldn't say that it was the most revealing conversation I've had. But
never blame the answers. Blame the questions.
I understand. Also, it would have been really interesting. And he said, yeah, this is BS. I want the damn ball. Get me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson, not Keyshawn Nixon. But he didn't say that either. Here is our brief conversation as he was leaving the locker room and I was talking to him in the alcove just on his way out to the parking lot. Here's Jaden Reed.
I'm sure Rob asked you the same thing. I mean, look, when you're a field-tilting player and you don't get the ball that much, we all are wondering what the hell's going on, right?
Yeah.
How are you? I think I know you well enough to know you're not causing trouble or not showing up for work. So how do you handle it?
I look at it, man, like the game not all about me. At the end of the day, I just want to win. As long as we're winning, you know, I don't care about targets, none of it. We winning, you know, I'm all about winning. So at the end of the day, the sun gonna shine at different places every day. You know, it's not gonna light up. Always gonna be on you. And, I'm just coming here to do my job and control what I can control.
I did ask Matt about it just now.
Yeah.
And Matt said he went and talked to you and basically how did you feel from... sounded like he was pretty adamant.
I know they're on my side at the end of the day, you know what right. I mean? But it's a game we can't control. You know, everything's got to go right. You know, it's got to be blocked right, executed right. Time has got to be right. It's a lot of stuff that go into it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know... We just got to find a way to win at the end of the day. So.
For you, though, when the head coach basically acknowledges, hey, we got to get you the ball, mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? That it's at least acknowledged and not like, hey, too bad.
It just motivates me to get better, man. Like, whether it's my releases or whatever, like, being more smart, being more efficient, you know, understanding defenses more. It just makes me want to get better at the end of the day. So,
what was that conversation today when you guys got back?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you come into work and does he call you up to the office or does he call you aside?
How's it work? I talk to him, you know, before we start practicing and stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Last thing. Where do you feel like this team is at? Like, I'm not a moral victory guy, so it still sucks you lost. But you're still a pretty damn good football team.
We ain't come this far to come this far, so, you know, we got a lot more work to do. We got four games to finish off strong, and, you know, we trying to win out at the end of the day. So, coming in every day with that mindset, you know, to, you know, with a winning mindset. So, you know, that's what we trying to do for these last four games.
So, Tausch, when I go into a...
come this far to come this far.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
What does it mean?
I think it's we didn't come this far to only come this far. We got farther to go.
Yeah, at the end, you say,
but that's not what he said.
You came this far, but you're not all the way there.
We didn't come this far to come this far.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
We didn't come this far to...
I feel like that little kid on Big, or it's like...
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hanks is... It's not the little kid, it's Tom Hanks, but I mean, he's
but he is a little kid.
Sort of, yeah.
First off, I just love the visual, and I know it's all revamped up there. You chasing after Reed, you know he's like... I just want to get the heck out of here.
He just had talked to Rob.
I understand, but he wanted to leave.
The group was somewhere else. They were like, all at Tucker Craft.
You like corral him back in the corridor like, I need you.
Yeah.
And
I then, just trying to get home for dinner.
And then you throw a pot shot at his guy Dobbs on the way in, and you think that's just funny or no, I'll get out. You're a beauty. Actually. You are a beauty.
You got to find ways to kind of, you know, things go a little bit, percolate things. And look, let's be honest, right? You were a very smart player when it came to dealing with the media. You were not going to say things that created issues. So it's not like I go into that conversation expecting him to say, this is BS, man. I'm not...
Do you buy the fact that he didn't care about targets? Like, I know he is a team...
Of course I don't.
But he is definitely a team guy. But
well, and as after I turned that off, we stood and talked for another minute or two, and one of the things I said was, look, I understand what you have to say, but let's also be realistic.
Well, let me get you off the record, and I'm going to tell
my audience tomorrow. No, I'm not going to say anything that he said. I'm going to tell you what I said, and maybe
can
he
you
nodded
tell me what
when
you
I said
think
it.
He meant.
No. What I said
what does it rhyme with?
I'm irritated, because you can't say the P word on the radio is what I found out.
You can, just not as a noun.
So can I say I'm blanked?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
That is such a dumb rule.
Are you blanked about Prixmas?
No, I love Merry Pixmas.
What I said to him was, I get it. I understand the situation I'm putting you in. I said, but let's be honest. If you're all about winning, you getting the ball helps this team win. And I will not say what he said, but I will say that he
say
perhaps...
Say what you mean to say.
He may have... If I only gave you a choice between him shaking his head no or nodding his head yes, I think you probably know which of those motions he did.
I do think so. And that's what's so dumbfounding about this whole deal. Because, you know, I know Dobbs, they said, is still in concussion protocol, right? But you would think he's going to play Sunday night. And if he does... That's another guy that's going to be taking a lot of reps and you know, getting targets. They have to find ways to get him the football. And I was shocked that they didn't. And as a matter of fact, I lost on my prize picks because I don't think they gave him a touch with running the football last week.
No, they did not.
That's something you can add in. He's been really good with that, getting him the ball with some of the little screens and underneath stuff. It's been very surprising. We all crowned him because of how he played last year. Mm-hmm. I do wonder how much of that is our opponents putting their best guy on him, how much of it is there's other opportunities for other guys. It's a complete enigma about why his production has dipped this last, five games, right?
Last four games. Five catches, 113 yards against the Lions the first time. Eight catches on 12 targets for 73 yards.
That's nuts.
Three touchdowns.
Yeah, that's good.
In the last four games.
And know that with all the smack talking, because he's a Detroit guy, right? He's a Michigander.
He's a Chicago native who played at Michigan State.
He's a Michiganander, and you know he wanted to put it to him last week.
No
and the
doubt.
Fact he didn't, that's where I'm sure. This is where I love what Matt LaFleur does. You don't call people up to the office, all the time. You want to make sure you get to the root of problems before they start percolating and growing.
Well, you're doing my percolating?
Yeah, it's a fun little word.
We'll percolate with our friend Jeff Levering. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
With the kids jingle belling and their timely seasonal walk-up music for one of the great voices of Brewers baseball, which you will hear in the 2025 season right here on 100.5 ESPN Madison as the new home of the Milwaukee Brewers. And not only that, and look, I'm not in any way surprised by this, but he could have been a jerk. He could have said, well, okay, yeah, sure, I'd love to help you launch this.
He ain't a jerk, though. He's a,
you got Pat Murphy, you don't want me anymore, forget you guys. But no, that's not the kind of guy he is. It is our friend and one of the best in the business, absolutely. He's still striving to be as good as Jesse, though. It is Jeff Levering on Wilde and Tausch. Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much. I have two things before we get going. Number one, I'll never be as good at bowling as Jesse. That's number one. Number two is every time I hear that song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, all I think about is Will Ferrell on a turntable on Saturday Night Live. It's the only thing I think about when I hear that song. Oh, so good. Hi, guys.
Well, We thought of you right away when we got the big news that we were the new home. Obviously, as GKB and ESPN Wisconsin, we already have 620 WTMJ, the flagship. But now to have us carrying the games in Madison, we're really excited about that. What is your division of labor these days between television and radio, and, of course, the Big Ten Network with Jake Butt at the games that you do there and everything else you've got on your repertoire?
So in terms of baseball season, it'll more than likely be the same as what it's been for the last couple of years. So Brian Anderson will do 50 to 60 games on TV, and then I'll more than likely do the rest, as far as I know. And then every game that I'm not on TV, I'll be on the radio. So it's a good mix during the baseball season. Football season's over for me, which is nice. I get to focus on just one sport until spring training. So I'm all college basketball. I have 5 days off until my next basketball game.
Slacker.
The first 5 days off I've had. First time I've had this much time since January, I think, of last year. So it's been good. Last game I had was the Wisconsin Marquette game. So it was a fun game for the first half for the Badger fans, and then the Marquette fans had a better second half.
So are you and Ashley and the kids then getting to spend time together? Are you staring out your beautiful Pella windows and doors with the roll screens and just looking out into the yard? What do you got going on during these big 5 days off you've got?
The honey-do list is very long. I'll tell you that much right now. And we have a huge 110-pound Bernese Mountain Dog as well that we can look through those beautiful Pella windows and doors at, who's really enjoying this cold weather. He's a puppy at 110 pounds still, not even a year old. But we're just hanging out. Yesterday was a get stuff done. I had to fix the spark plugs and the snowblower yesterday to make sure we're ready for winter. Cleaning of the basement, preparing for the Griswolds to come over for Christmas. We've got 11 people that will be staying in our home. So it's going to be a full house over the next couple of weeks.
Jeff, are you pretty handy? It's like, are you putting up your own Christmas lights? Are you like getting all the leaves out of the gutters? It sounds like you're kind of a handy cat talking spark plugs and all that good jazz.
I really enjoy doing stuff myself, and when I can't do it myself is when I'll make a call. But I do like doing things on my own. I will say that this year is a no Christmas lights year for the Levering household, simply because our dog destroyed all of our Halloween decor out in the front yard. So we're not going to put up any of the electrical stuff for him to destroy. So
I was just coming around.
Jeff,
I was
sorry,
just coming around on getting the dog.
We can't.
Jeff is kind of telling me, don't do it.
No, what are you doing?
Don't do it. I get swayed easily.
Don't do it.
Yeah, Jeff just
said
it.
Hang up. Hang up the phone right now.
I know. It's a bummer. He already chewed through an electrical wire earlier, so we can't risk it. I don't want him chewing down on a lantern or something.
Yeah.
Bad news for everybody.
Are you still glad you have a dog, or do you wish you didn't have a dog?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
That is a very loaded question. I love my dog, Roy. He is wonderful. But in this puppy phase, Not a big fan.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You got to start taking him on the road. You're like Herb Street with Ben.
Yeah.
My dog has already chewed through so much drywall and cabinetry, I couldn't even put an expense number on it at the moment. So we're getting there.
So Jeff, we had Pat Murphy on, and you deal with him a lot. That's I think the first or second time we've had him on. What a storyteller he is, isn't it? That's the best part about baseball. And obviously, Uke does that to nobody better than what Bob does. But just sitting there, you could listen to him talk about they were down 9-0 in the ninth inning, and what's the guy's name that came up? Jason Seasted or Bosted or.
He said Bruce Kiesen, who was his like pitching coach.
And just going through all the stuff. And is that why you love baseball as much as you do? Because you can just feel the story. You know, Pat wanted to tell those stories. That's baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And for any baseball lends itself to those stories. If you go talk to a basketball player, I'm not sure he could take you through the sequence of events that led up to a ninth inning base hit, right? This is what he did to me in at bat number one. This is what happened at bat number two. And then the third at bat, I finally got him. And it was the fourth pitch. It looked like this. And I hit it to XYZ. And this guy was playing left field. He made a terrible throw home. For whatever reason, it feels like baseball players, baseball broadcasters, baseball coaches just have those Rolodex of stories that they can go to at any time. But in the mind's eye, they can bring you back into that place. Just for my own self, I could take you back to at-bats that I had 25 years ago and go, okay, well, this is what I did. It was this pitch, and I hit the ball to this place. There are a lot of baseball players that can do that, and I think just baseball lends itself to that. I will say for Murph, too, he has just an amazing ability of recall, and the people that he knows, he truly is the Forrest Gump of baseball. He really is. Everybody knows him. He knows everybody. And if he doesn't know you, he'll tell you that he does. And then he'll say, I knew his second cousin's dog walker who ended up playing for me at yada yada Division III school when I first started coaching. So he had, it's wonderful to talk to him and get his perspective on things, because he has a real great way of bringing it back down to earth, too. When there's a lot of minutiae in the sport, he has a way of making it make sense, too.
Jeff, I am curious. We asked Pat about this, and obviously you spent a lot of time around this guy. And, you know, I keep thinking about Moneyball, because I don't think if Willy Adames had gotten the exact same offer as he got from the San Francisco 49ers, San Francisco Giants, he would still be a Brewer, right? It's just the economics of baseball?
I think if he got dollar for dollar with Milwaukee, I think he is still a Brewer, to be honest with you. And I think, listen, I love Willie. I think the world of him. I think the world of his leadership. Of course, his talent on the field speaks for itself. But since he joined the Brewers organization, just the way that he stepped into that clubhouse, like he had been there for 10 years, immediately became a leader. And even though at the time that he got there, it was Christian Yelich's team. He had won an MVP, finished second in an MVP. It was still Willy Adames, and he even said, listen, this isn't my team. It's Yelly's team. But Christian is not a very vocal guy, and that's okay. He leads in a different way. He leads in a way that is very just kind of lead by example. And for Willy, he's the kind of guy that took a Jackson Churio under his wing and had him take early work with him every single day, taught him how to be a pro. And look what happened over the course of the year. I think Willie's impact in that clubhouse is certainly going to be felt over the course of the year. Can you replace that production on the field? Maybe with a couple of guys. But the Brewers certainly did lose a lot within the clubhouse. I'm going to miss him tremendously. I can't wait to see him in spring training, give him a big high five and a hug, and wish him well in every game that he doesn't play against the Brewers.
Jeff, the other thing that I'm curious about, speaking of dollars, and I thought Pat's answer to this was really interesting, that basically, hey, it's a bunch of money they can't spend on other positions. But the Mets getting Juan Soto, how did you view that? Because I saw our other baseball buddy, Jeff Passan, another of our baseball Jeff friends of the show, saying that there are other teams in the league that are actually, in a weird way, kind of glad that they didn't win the Soto sweepstakes, which maybe that's BS, maybe it's not, but that is a ridiculous contract, right?
It's a lot of money for one player. I mean, and you look at what it is per year, too, it's what, $51 million. How else are you going to fill out your roster? And I think Jeff Passan's right. And would you rather have one Juan Soto, or would you rather have a combination of five other players for that price tag to fill out your roster? And I get it. Steve Cohen's playing with Monopoly money, and it's his money to do with what he wants. And if he really wanted Juan Soto, that's what he's going to end up doing, and hopefully he doesn't opt out in 5 years, because there's 10 years still left on that deal if he opts out. And it's all guaranteed money. I mean, the baseball money is crazy. And it's funny to see all these football and basketball players coming out the last couple of days and saying, my kid's going to start playing baseball now. He's not going to he's not going to play football anymore. He's not going to play basketball. He's going to go play baseball. If you got the money, if you have the means to do it, do it. That's great. He is a generational talent. I will not deny that by any stretch. But would I rather have five or six different players for that price tag? I think I would, and I think my team would be better for it.
Jeff, do you think baseball is ever going to implement anything close to, and I'm not saying a salary cap, but, and Pat mentioned this, it's the haves and the have-nots, and it's only getting bigger, the gap. So for Brewer fans, we obviously were super excited about how last season played out, but getting back there, it's you're constantly up against the eight ball when you're dealing with some of these other teams that have all of these unlimited resources that obviously Milwaukee doesn't have.
Yeah, the Brewers are always up against it, and that's not, and that's a real thing. It is a real thing, but it makes it so much sweeter when you beat those teams. And I think that the way the Brewers are doing it and the way other teams are doing it, look at what the Royals have done, even the Orioles, and what they have built. I think that it's a very healthy way. I think as a fan base, I think you appreciate it more. Because these guys, you've grown up with them. You've grown up with these guys being drafted and being developed and staying within your organization. I think it's fun. You could actually buy a shirt with somebody's last name on it, and you could have it for a couple of years instead of just for a couple of months.
Still got that Chris Capuano jersey. Still got that Chris Capuano.
I saw a couple of Denelson Lamets running around, and even though he was a Brewer for a day and a half. But I think it's super healthy the way the Brewers have done it. I think it's the way that baseball was originally supposed to be played. There are teams that are out there spending money, and the way that the Dodgers are doing it with all their deferred money, they're going to be paying people until, what is it, 2024, they're going to be paying people till 2200, with the way that they're deferring money. It's insane. It's insane. And I get it. Again, if you have the means to do it, do it. But it's fine. You go win yourself a World Series, and I think if you ask a bunch of Brewers fans if you can go for it for 1 year and just blow it in terms of budget to go win a World Series, I bet a lot of them would. But then the carnage that it would do for the next couple of years for your franchise would be epic. And you just can't do that. You just can't do that responsibly.
All right, Jeff, last thing for you before we let you go. So I referenced the fantastic TV commercial with you and your wife for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Not as good as the title tones with Tausch and Wayne Larrivee and I singing, but still very good. Yeah. But I wanted to fact check before I asked what you guys were doing with your 5 days between gigs to make sure that I knew your wife's name correctly, and your wife is Ashley, but I Googled, and your wife is a life coach? And yep. I got to say, I could use a life coach. But I'm wondering, what's it like being married to a life coach? And how can she help both me?
Wow.
And how does she help you?
When is she wife and when is she life coach is the real question here.
That is a wonderful question. And you don't have enough time on this program. No, it's...
Digi only, you and Wildy. Can you imagine your wife breaking you two down? I'm tuning into that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So here's the deal. She is very good. She opened up her business in 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And what she specializes in is transitions for people that are going from one job to another, or kind of stuck in one job and trying to get them into another place.
I'm stuck.
And she's done a really, really good job with that. And at the time that she started her business, it was really important because there were a lot of people that were going through that transition at that time. She started a podcast earlier this year, which is great. So she wants to have me on the podcast, and I feel like that is going to be a fun podcast to listen to. And she's like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about? I said, I don't know. You're the leader of this podcast. You're the host. You're going to take it wherever you're going to take it. And I can tell you to shut it down or not. So we're either going to answer this question or we're not going to. But it is entertaining sometimes where she still has the coach's hat on. And we're sitting there at the kitchen, and she's talking to the kids, and I'll go, can we take coach hat off for just a second? That'd be nice. That'd be really good. But she's very good at her job. I'll tell you that much right now. She's very, very right. good.
So where do I go to book the appointment?
You can go to her website. You can Google Ashley Levering Life Coach, and her website will pop up, ablifecoaching.com. Look at that for a promo.
That's it.
Well, you're such a good husband. You really are. Jeff,
you guys couldn't keep it together that entire time. I could hear it. It was wonderful.
We are very supportive. So what's your next game? If you had Marquette, Wisconsin on Saturday, who do you got next?
I have Tennessee at Illinois on Saturday. That'll be a big game. All very right, spicy. Well. A lot of orange.
And Jake Butt is not with you on the basketball calls?
No, Jake Butt. No, Jake is entrenched in the football world. Okay. And if you ask him any questions about baseball or basketball, he'll go, well, let me run the Z out formation. It's great. He has no concept of other sports except for football.
Jeff, you do have a concept of everything other than bowling. That's Jesse's area of expertise. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for making time with us, and thanks for helping us launch our big news today.
You got it, guys. It's my pleasure, and great to have Brewers Radio on your network.
Amen. We're happy to have it. We're excited. So thank you. That is Jeff Levering, one of the many great voices that we get to hear all season long, whether it be on TV or on radio. And if you're hearing it on the radio, you're hearing it in Madison on 100.5.
I'm super intrigued by this podcast. Like, I will listen to that pod. Can you imagine?
Of him and I
there's
being...
always interesting dynamics anyways. And you add on Life Coach. Like, does she then go only from Jeff's standpoint, or because she's his wife, does she want him to continue to push and grow, but then he's not away from... Like, it is a fascinating dynamic.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the one where Wildy would be on it.
I don't know.
The Pella window
I'm not
into
100%
Jason's
sure.
life.
I'm not 100% sure I want to hear where his head's at on that.
Neither does Ashley Levering, I'm guessing.
A very long podcast. Hey,
you're gonna have to start working more hours to pay for that, because I got a hunch it ain't gonna be a one session deal. I can assure you that.
Are you suggesting that if Jeff and Ashley and I do a podcast and she picks me apart, that you will not say "pour me in, Coach"? You won't be tuning in to that programming?
No, I'm definitely tuned in. I'm actually thinking we should maybe start thinking about adding that to our podcast network. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, Coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito-rita during halftime, or take home the win with a Tito's. And whatever you're calling the game, you change up your roster, you wash that lucky jersey. Just make sure Tito's is your first round bottle pick. I'm going to tell you something. I had that holiday party, and I don't know if you've seen this, and I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but they have canisters. So they got Tito's, and you could have other, like, brown rum and whatever else, but there's a Tito's in the back, and then it's like a Keurig. You put the mix in, and it pulls the Tito's from the canister, and it mixes your drink like it's a Keurig.
What?
Yeah, I was amazed, and then I said, don't get this for a Christmas present, because it's the last thing I need is to have that just sitting around the house. I'm going to be drinking. I'll have a coffee, and I'll have this, and I'll be coming in here with four Tito's in me before the show starts.
But you asked me the other day what I want for Christmas.
Anyways, let me finish. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be safe and responsible. That was on me, Jesse.
Well, let me ask for you to join into the conversation,
Jesse,
and then let me cut you
that
off.
That was on me.
What the heck was that?
I don't know, but it was on me.
You asked what I want for Christmas the other day. Maybe that, and then you could come over and we could tap into it when we got the Peacock games on, like tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's something.
It'll be our little thing.
It's an option.
Apparently Tausch doesn't want to see that game that badly. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa, Nelly, here's a little interesting tidbit that the NFL just sent us. Among the Week 15 playoff scenarios, there is a scenario in which the Green Bay Packers can clinch a playoff berth.
Hey, can I give you a spoiler alert?
Sure.
Packers are going to be in the playoffs.
They are, but thanks for stepping on this interesting little tidbit.
Oh, my bad.
So here's how the Packers clinch a playoff berth. They beat Seattle.
Tough sledding there.
Battle in Seattle.
That's what I heard.
The Atlanta Falcons lose or tie. And on Thursday nights, the Rams 49ers game must end in a tie. That is the only way they can clinch a playoff berth this week. Now, I agree. What are the
what do you agree about? My sighing?
With you that they are making the playoffs, but if they clinch a playoff berth this week because Thursday those two teams tie, that would be unexpected. I thought that was a little bit odd. Apparently, you don't agree. So,
I didn't find it very interesting. If I'm just being honest with you, I appreciate you bringing it, but I'm going to tell you how I really feel, and I think it's dumb. Fair?
Call that life coach about now.
Time for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Also interesting tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic in the NBA Cup quarterfinals at Fiserv Forum.
Okay.
The Bucks clinch a berth in the semifinals
if
with a win.
If the Raptors tie the Blazers. Yeah?
No.
Oh.
No,
I didn't know. I just assumed this was a tie. Everything is revolved around ties.
The Bucks, they cannot tie the Magic. That's not how basketball works. But with a win, they are in the semifinals. With a loss,
and
they
that
are
goes
not
up to Vegas.
They would be in Vegas on Saturday with a win tonight over the Magic. Is this enough, Tausch, to get you intrigued into the NBA Cup? Because you had been kind of poo-pooing it up to this point. The Bucks are hot now. Back over 500, playing good ball.
Yep.
Orlando, up-and-coming team.
Up
6
and coming.
O'clock, early tip
it's
tonight.
Early, yeah, yep.
You in?
Got all the positives that I'm looking for. No, I'm not. Not in.
Me either.
They get out to Vegas. I'll be intrigued. You didn't realize Boston isn't even in this?
No.
What would be nice is if you win this, you are exempt and you are in the playoffs as at least an 8 or a 9 seed in that playoff.
Or
in the play-in.
At least a 7 and you avoid the play-in.
No. You still have to. It can't be that. But you are in regardless. That's another little trinket that you can handle to put in there. You got to put more on it. It can't just be about you throw these guys 500K and then their media people get another, you know, a piece of that. What are we doing? Like these guys, it's just, it has not jumped. I appreciate the fact they tried it. I really have. I don't think it's been a raging success. Get a first round pick. There should be something organizationally that comes with this. It can't just be Giannis gets $1.5 million. All right, awesome. Great for Giannis. But as a team, as a fan, what if you get a first round pick? You win it, you get a first round pick. You get the 31st pick.
I love this idea.
That's a fun little trinket.
Count me in. Love that idea.
Pour me in, coach.
still mad at you for the tie. Next.
How did you think that was going to go? Did you think I was going to just be...
I thought it was just an odd thing.
It was odd.
It is going to be amazing if those two teams do tie
right,
on Thursday
on Friday
night,
morning, we're going to be sitting here going, oh, my God, they actually tied.
And I'm still going to say they're still getting into playoffs. But, yes, if that does happen, kudos to Jason for bringing this up.
Don't patronize me now.
Well,
too late.
Whoa,
Jesse, one
Nelly.
More Whoa, Nelly, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Yes. So it is the gift-giving season. What is the best way to go about asking people what they want for Christmas
just
or
be,
for the holidays?
Just be blunt and ask.
And then, like, if you're in a gift exchange with a bunch of people, like extended family, where you like draw somebody's name, what is the best way to go about doing
Do
that?
Do you like getting the prank gift? Because we just did that Saturday, and there's like these toilet cups, and then somebody thought they get Max ended up getting a big. A bundle of toilet paper, and I'm thinking, oh, I ain't gonna lie, that's a great gift. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, ha, 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 ha. And instead, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm not gonna denigrate any of the other gifts that were in there, like a candle. I'm sorry, you get a nice candle, scented candle, or a 48 pack of toilet paper? Sign me up for the toilet paper, coach.
Okay, that's Can great.
I don't know if that answers your question.
Not at all.
What was the question again? Is there going to be a tie Thursday night? No, there's not. I think that's what you asked, right?
Jason, I think you should just ask.
Yeah, you're the better gift giver anyway. I was really asking
I
you
am.
This question.
Yeah,
it is one of your gifts. Jason, you're a good gifter.
Wait till you get yours there. Old T.
I'm trying to figure out how can I get you a Van Ginkle autograph jersey.
Shut up.
And a cup
That's
of mayo.
Legit. Yeah, spill some mayo on it and see if you could just get it like wiped into the Van Ginkle jersey. That, to me, is what Jason would like.
That's it for Whoa Nelly. We will wrap up today's program with some breaking news from the National Football League.
Uh-oh.
One of Tausch's favorite players once again employed.
Wow.
We'll tell you who it is. Favorite might be strong. Favorite names or favorite nicknamed players. Once again employed. We'll tell you who it is to wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Nick Folk battling an injury. The Tennessee Titans have signed to their practice squad the Narv Dog, Braden Narveson.
Tell me more about this tie that could potentially happen on Thursday.
He ends up right back where he started
That's
after all that.
Beautiful when the world does that full circle deal, huh? By the way, Anders done a nice job up in New York now.
He has, yes.
He's been done a nice job up there.
Yeah, maybe patience would have paid off there. But again, we wish Anders the best, and we wish the Narv Dog the best, and we're pulling for
a
49ers-Rams tie on Thursday night.
You are a beauty. You are a beauty.
Right back at you, buddy.
Thanks.
That's it for us today. Thanks to Pat Murphy, thanks to Jeff Levering, and thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Again, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers is ESPN Madison 100.5. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.